kill hardcore Asian. Cosplay.
You are all fools to challenge me. I'll crush you.
Been a long time since I've been at full power. Come at me with everything you've got, understand?
We're gonna war. We're gonna eat that sauce up for breakfast.
This is the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show, with none other than your host, V, and what a very, very special day today. I've got a very, very special treat for you all, because everyone's been like, where's Will? Where's Will? Whatever happened to Will? And, you know, it's this huge outcry for Will, and, well, I'll tell you what, today I've got Will Turbitt right here on the phone. How are you doing, Will?
I am doing so much better than I have been recently. It's like the old book, the best of times, the worst of times. But a lot of good, a lot of bad, a lot of crazy, I guess, per usual. But I'm very, very happy to be back and on the show with you, V.
Well, I hope you're back on a more permanent basis because, you know,
absolutely, yeah. I got enough crap to talk for a few episodes for sure.
Well, and I know there have been some technological issues, and I know I've tried calling you in the past. You've gotten a hold of us, and so I have tried calling you. I know when you call me, you get some storage unit or something like that. And when I try to call, I do get to your voicemail, but I guess your phone never rings or something like that. And I've got a ex-spook who now works for anybody. he's willing to see what it is and see how exactly it is that we're getting our wires crossed. And who's doing it? So I can't wait to do that experiment with him and you. So I can't wait to just get more evidence.
That should be interesting, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to see what's going on with that. So I'm not going to sit here and do all this talking. I want to hear what's been up with you. What's the update?
Well,
last time
I guess
you're
I'll
on
start.
The show, you left to go either to some Trump rally or to hunt down some pedophiles. What happened?
Well, yeah. So, well, I still got some things, and obviously, I guess I'm always overly optimistic about time frames of things, and then new stuff comes out. So I'm still working on busting up the pedos and stuff like that, and I'm working on one project here locally. I don't want to talk too much about that one because it's still a work in progress. It's almost done, and hopefully I'll be able to talk a lot more about that one in particular. But I've been to a couple Trump rallies since then. I was at the Capitol. I was able to confront General Flynn. I'll tell a quick story about that, too. But I was also totally banned off Facebook and YouTube. So they totally destroyed my YouTube channel, The Man the Truth. Rest in peace to The Man the Truth. It's totally gone. They banned it for cyber harassment and bullying. And I go out of my way all the time to meet any little thing that can be construed as a fight. I mean, just like fighting for your right to party, I'll say, of course, nonviolently. I go out of my way to always say that. And so they demonetized my channel, and then they completely banned my channel. And then they totally banned my Facebook. They said, your Facebook has been disabled. And I lost a lot of contacts with a lot of people. The good side of that is now I have a new YouTube channel and I have a backup, which is good because on the new YouTube channel, I'm not really shadow banned. As a matter of fact, because I'm doing some First Amendment audits, whatever the reason, audits are really popular and easy to get followers and viewers compared to other types of things, compared to every other single thing we talk about. and that's why I'm really glad to be back on the radio too, is because the dilemma that I've gotten myself into is I've created a new channel, which is Fake Mike Real News. And so the good part about it is, I mean, I had YouTube promote one of my videos the other day because I know exactly what to title it. Something like Crazy Tyrant Alert, First Amendment Audit Fail, you know what I'm saying? Whoa, you know, you type in the certain things. And for the first time in my whole life, because it's a new YouTube account, it's not associated with Man Truth or anything, I get a promoted. All of a sudden, my video went from 300 views in a few hours to 3,000 views. I'm like, what's going on? It's probably got like 14, 15,000 views roughly about now. I'm like, what's going on? Well, YouTube suggested your video. I'm like, whoa, that's never happened ever. So if I could give any advice to any people or aspiring YouTube people, or even if you already have a YouTube channel, open up a brand new channel, make it an auditing channel, and sprinkle some truth in there, but don't go too overboard. And then that's a great way to get monetized. Then you start another channel. So that's exactly what I did. So on my Fake Mike Real News channel, I do audits, I'll do interviews, but there's two things I won't talk about on the thing, and this is exactly what got me banned. So this is another, I'm going to give some advice to everybody out here in the YouTube world, right? So, and people say, oh, well, you're self-censoring, you're censoring yourself. Well, yes and no. So what I do on my new channel, Fake Mike Real News, is I'll put stuff that is not overly controversial. I definitely won't talk about pedophiles or vaccinations there, because if I do, they're going to shut my channel down. And the whole point of me getting into activism, and I think it should be the true goal of anybody that gets into activism, is to wake people up that are not aware. You know, I could go on Rumble or Parler and talk to people that, you know, kind of already know half the things that may be brainwashed magatards, but that's an echo chamber. I'm looking to go to the people that have no idea about any of this. So if I go out and I talk about pedophilia and anti-vaccinations, I'm not going to get any reach on my channel. No one's going to hear what I have to say. So what I do is I'm Fake Mike Real News. I don't keep it squeaky clean because I could never do that, but I keep it cleaner than usual. And I'm uploading all of my old Demand the Truth videos, as well as anything that is spicy, on Demand the Truth. And I have a new Demand the Truth channel up, and I only got a few hundred subscribers or whatever. But if they kill that, it's going to be Demand the Truth 2.0 and 3.0 and 4.0. So we got to think about reaching these people in different ways. Because if you just go out there and say Pizzagate and pedophiles and vaccines and Illuminati, you're not going to do it. So we just kind of got to get to the system. So in a way, I'm censoring myself because I'm not going to like flat out say pedophiles on my new channel, and it's really tough because old habits die hard. But you know, I just went up for monetization on the channel, and people, you know, I've never made one red cent off my old YouTube channel. They even sold the super chats I got there. I got $60 worth of super chats, which is just people donating, and YouTube takes 30% or 33% of that anyways. You have to get 100 to get paid out. So on my old channel, I didn't. And the stuff that I talk about is not advertiser friendly. So they demonetized long before that, and I was still on YouTube for years. And I've also lost at least two jobs as a direct result of my activism. And I could have done a lot of other things to get money, and I chose not to. But unfortunately, we have to make these decisions to reach new people. And the good thing about monetization, I did want to specify that I'm not in this for money, but the good thing about monetization has nothing to do with the money at all. When you're not monetized, you're not advertiser-friendly. So YouTube is not going to promote you. So you want to be monetized on your channel, not even to get any money off of it, just so you're not shadow banned. And one last thing I'll say about YouTube, it's very interesting. I had Adam Koketz back on the show the day after the election, and we're talking about shadow banning, and if you go to his channel right now on YouTube, he's got, I believe, 255 or 256,000 subscribers, over 250,000 subscribers. On my new channel, I don't even have 5,000. And on some of my videos, on a lot of my videos, if you compare the two, I have more views than somebody with 250,000 subscribers. So YouTube back in the day, I had a friend that is a truther channel. And they're saying before pre-2015, they were making $4,000 to $6,000 doing conspiracy videos a month. And now that's obviously not the case. You can't do that. So times have changed. So we have to, Dave Chappelle, modern problems require modern solutions. So I would encourage people, long rant short, to get out there on YouTube, do an auditing video, get a good thumbnail for cops. People love cops videos. People love voyeurism. People love the show Cops. I was on the show, on the TV for like 40 years. So, and then you can sprinkle a little bit of truth there and lead them to other places like your own website or something like that. So that's my at least little YouTube on that. I've also been in and out of the hospital. I've had surgery. I had a couple kidney stones, one I couldn't pass. Had some messed up stuff on that. One interesting take from that for me was, and I guess I will admit while I'm wrong, I'm not wrong yet, but I guess I'm going to definitely have to go back on something that I said for sure. I said I would never take a vaccine. And now, yeah, I haven't taken a vaccine, but before they allowed me to have surgery for them to go in without getting too graphic, and bust up my stone because it was impassable, the guy comes in, the nurse comes in, he's like, hey man, I'm gonna give you a COVID test. I was like, do you have to do that? He was like, yeah. I was like, is that the one that you put up the nose? He was like, yeah. I was like, all right. I just went along with it, right? And so I took the test, and then a lot of pain, a lot of throwing up, medication, morphine, fall asleep finally. Next day, I wake up to have surgery, and they're asking me questions, you know, like pre-surgery questions, whatever. And then I was like, oh, so did I pass that COVID test? Because I'm, you know, you hear all the stories about, you know, the terrible accuracy. Even Bill Gates actually came out and talked about the inaccuracy of a lot of the COVID testing going on. And I was curious to see how it happened. He was like, oh, yeah, well, you wouldn't be here if you weren't. So I can foresee, that's just a COVID test, right? So I can unfortunately foresee a situation in my life. Hopefully it won't occur again because I've been eating a little healthier and putting more citric acid in my diet, which is supposedly breaking it up. And my father also, who had kidney stones, said that that Guinness breaks it up. So that's actually a nice respite there if you can find it occasionally. But I could foresee myself in a position where I would be forced to get a vaccination. Otherwise, I mean, I would die with the kidney stone. Eventually, I'd just die. I just wouldn't be able to pass it. And that the kidney stone is terribly painful, but that's not even the worst thing that you could have to do. So it's like we're already in the weird world that you have talked about for a long time. Our forefathers who've done this talked about for a long time, and also Kriston T. Harris, who we've had on here. I was on a show earlier today, and he was bringing you up. Saying that, you know, he's been talking about this stuff for years and years and years, and now it's all there. I can't even tell you to see if he can, his documentaries page is still up, but he talks about it over there too, and we're living in it right now. So it's pretty sad, because before, at one point, I said I would never take a vaccine, and now I see, for very practical reasons, that they might have to tell me to jump through fiery hoops and to get life-saving surgery. You know what I'm saying? Will, you were just involved in a major car accident. We can either, you know, save you right now, resuscitate you, or, you know, if you don't get this vaccine, we're just going to leave you die. So this world is just rapidly evolving into more nightmare scenarios, and I'm the optimist here. So sorry to come back and be a little bit of a Debbie Downer. But that's a few things. And also, like I said, I was at the Capitol. I was at D.C. a month before, too, confronted General Flynn. I'm also, you know, got probably a few things I'd like to say about Donald Trump in his last days and stuff like that. Some interesting good, bad, and ugly on that, too. But, yeah, I mean, I've basically been getting banned. Technology, as you're well aware of, as you've documented so much, has been failing, and I'm kind of a little bit ghetto too. I'm trying to look past that with my Metro PCS phones and all that, and screens cracking and all this other stuff. But yeah. You know, so I've seen a lot of crazy stuff, and even I have taken a little bit of time for myself, but it's just basically been to recuperate a little bit, but I've still been learning in that time. I've been using that time to read and watch videos and catch up on stuff too. But I'm pretty much back to 100% at this point. And even when I wasn't, I was at the Capitol and I was like, couldn't even walk up and down stairs. Which is probably a good thing, because I can be very gung ho. And as you're well aware, the FBI is hot on the trail of people that were there that day and people that went into the Capitol. Which, you know, I don't know what your take is on that, but there was a lot of stuff, a lot of dynamics. I'm sure you guys have addressed that quite a lot. One of the weird things that go ahead. Sorry. I'm ranting and raving.
I want to touch on everything you said, but I want to say, before I let you continue, they can't tag all the Antifa people and fall them home and get all the stuff on them. But for everybody that went into Capitol Hill, they got a file for each and every one of them. So it seems like their priorities are ass backwards. But
not only that, forget Antifa. I mean, Leslie Westner, he was the guy that financed Jeffrey Epstein and the biggest pedophile ring. And everyone says in the comments, at least the haters, you're still bringing up Epstein. Well, yeah, idiot, because he was never prosecuted for the crimes. He was hanging out with all these people. It's proof of elite trafficking. They're connected to the Rothschilds, the Clintons, the Rockefellers, everybody we told you about for years and years and years. Justice has yet to be served. And it's the largest pedophile ring in human history, and I'm still talking about that. So we can't solve that, of course, right? We don't know what happened at Las Vegas. Who knows about that, right? The FBI can't figure out anything. They got prior knowledge of 9/11, and they let that just go to the wayside. But they did spend a lot of time, the FBI COINTELPRO, infiltrating pro-war groups, black peaceful activist groups.
I know it's been a while since you've been on the program, and you probably haven't listened to any of the shows, but a couple weeks ago, two or three weeks ago, I predicted that the first thing that would happen when Biden got into office was that there would be a false flag shooting. Now, 5 days into his presidency, we had a false flag shooting. Now, five people killed, even an unborn child. Excuse me. Unborn child dead. The police got up on the podium and said, "This shooting was planned." They're not even messing around. They're not even going along with this stuff anymore. They said the shooting was planned. Now, if I know the shooting was planned, the police know the shooting was planned, why don't our FBI and our CIA and all the, why aren't they offering any tidbits for us? Why did I even, how was I even able to guess it?
You know, even more laughable than that is when they, I love this one. FBI needs your help in identifying. The CIA, the police are looking for tips. You a-holes have all the cameras. You have Stingray. You guys are in all our computers. You're monitoring everything I do. You have access to all the toys, that all this tax money. We can sit there and do anything you want. You have the latest technology, and you're asking our help to identify somebody. Okay. Well, another thing which I thought was pretty funny too. I'm sorry.
Well, I was gonna say the problem with that is that they pretend like they're Batman, but they're baddie boys. They're too busy jerking off to little children getting undressed, and this sort of thing. They're baddie boys. They're not Batman. They're baddie boys. So that's why they can't focus. But go ahead.
No, yeah, and so the FBI, they can cook up all these failed terror plots. They can falsify DNA evidence for such a long time, but they can't get right.
Hold on. That's our music. Hold it right there, and we'll be right back. Yeah.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Glorious day where Man Wonder shows back up. He tells us what he's been doing. I can't
I had
call
to go
you
off
boy
on my vision test and come back a man. So I appreciate you calling me Man Wonder. So I appreciate that.
Absolutely. And, you know, this is what you were saying before the break, though. I also want to touch on, yes, I've actually had a little hiatus from the show because I want to get stuff that I want to take care of before COVID-19 vaccination was mandatory, because there's just no way I'm going to take it. I don't have kids yet. So to allow these scumbags to start, you know, 5G beaming me with this nanotech and this animal DNA inside of me, I'm not going to let them alter who I am. I'm just not.
That's what my girlfriend has my nickname for my little guy. She calls it nanotech.
That's awesome. Oh, So you really do shoot a load.
Microsoft. Okay. Cheese and crackers. Oh, oh man.
Nice. All right. Well, but yeah, so it's funny that you should say that. You know, after I have my kids, then I've actually split this up into three different risk levels. There are those people who are elderly, who are already have their kids, but elderly and old enough, you know, where they could die of natural causes. They are low risk. Then there are those who are middle-aged, who have had their kids already, but they're activists, and they're saying stuff. You know, they can be programmed instantly to get cancer at the push of a button, or to get sick anyways. These are the medium-risk people. And I myself am high-risk because, well, I'm an activist, I'm a dissenter. I've got reach. I have power to change some little things. And I haven't had children yet, so I'm high risk. So that's three levels there in which, you know, you got to take this vaccine into consideration and what it's really there for. So... thinking there, you know, with the COVID there and getting your medical stuff taken care of. So, yeah
it's good. It's scary, and you got to really, and this is why, you know, I kind of, you know, lived the fast food lifestyle and, you know, just ate, not even just necessarily fast food, but crap, and I'm still not a lot better too, but you really got to take care of your, it's actually serious now, because like I said, they can deny you medical service based on all this stuff. And even the people that are, you know, pretty strong, they pressure you. You know, I know, I really don't want to say who, but a friend of mine just, you know, had a kid and they didn't want to vaccinate. And oh man, geez, the stuff that they make you go through there. And, that was right before COVID. So now, It's really tough. So get all your ducks in a row, because things are quickening, unfortunately.
Well, I know here in Europe, here in Poland, before this COVID pandemic happened, I know to skip out on the vaccines, it's like 50,000 zlotys per shot that you can opt out. You just pay 50,000. and walk away. But now, the thing about Europe is different. They might have to force the stuff on other people, but here in Europe, they're playing the mind game of, oh, this is for the high-class people. This is for the superior people. And, oh, supplies are so low. So, you got these idiots who, of course, you know, that's the European mindset, that think that they're superior to everyone else, has to have the best of the best. And so these people are literally going out and searching for the vaccines and paying high prices to get the vaccines, because they're told it's only for the elites.
Yeah, and that's been bred into us for a long time for whatever reason. Like, people's hairstyles and dresses and names has always been kind of based off of, like, the most popular names and hairstyles and trends and everything going back hundreds of years has been based on, you know, the European and British aristocracy and monarchy and, you know, how they behave, and we just copy them. And it still is. I mean, the royal wedding.
Commercial break once again. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendabite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendabite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Because we've been having such great discussions during the breaks. Biden doesn't have all of his cognitive faculties. As a matter of fact, you know what? I've got some stuff I want to put in the chat here. I totally meant to do so before the show. It's amazing. I want to get Mike these videos because it's Solid Snake. Do you guys remember Solid Snake? From the video game Solid Snake?
I do not remember that one.
Metal Gear Solid.
I've heard of Metal Gear Solid. I never played it. I didn't have that many, but I definitely played it. I actually maybe played at a friend's house once or twice, but yeah, not often. That's one I had.
Okay. We're going to play a little something here. And this is from a share, but Mike, if you could play this one, I'm going to get you the other three while you play this one, because it's very funny. It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, it's quite laughable, the situation we're in. You got to chuckle about it a little bit just to maintain sanity, and it's crazy. I mean, people are literally, I'm no fan of Trump. I spent the last 5+ years talking about how Trump this and Trump that, and I also want to pile on one more moment on Trump and just say unequivocally for the record that he is a war criminal continuing the illegal wars of Bush and Obama. He didn't start any new wars. Well, he was awful active there in Syria and Yemen. He also bombed more than Obama. He also banned more gun parts. I can go on and on and on and on, and I've already established his connections. But as a real slap in the face, on the last day, he didn't pardon Ross Ulbricht. He didn't pardon Assange or Snowden or Sirhan or Mumia Abu-Jamal. But he pardoned Lil Weezy. That's a real slap in the face, because even Obama.
What?
Oh, yeah. And Kodak Black, so he's cool.
You have to school me on that. I have no idea what the hell you just said. You can't school me on that.
I'll pull it up on my laptop right here. Let's see. Because, this is the world that we're living in. Yep, so Miami Herald, TMZ, after getting pardoned by Trump, Lil Wayne celebrates that mostly maskless party in Miami, Miami Herald. BET Buzz, Lil Wayne thanks former President Donald Trump for pardoning him 2 days ago. Exclusive Tory Lanez music video. Stuff like that. So, yeah, NPR. Look, it's NPR. Look, NPR. Trump pardons Steve Bannon, Lil Wayne, and final clemency.
Did he need a pardon? Did he murder someone? Did he need a president?
I didn't even read, because I just thought, what a hypocrisy. I'm going to click on the NPR article right now. I'm clicking on the NPR article right now, but I didn't even leave, because I thought to myself, what a hypocrisy of all the people. And like I was going to say, even the war criminal who is guilty of treason, just like Donald Trump, although he actually did a better job at upholding the Constitution than Donald Trump, believe it or not, Barack Hussein Obama, at least he commuted the sentence of Chelsea Manning.
I've got to say, I've got someone who would totally change your mind about Donald Trump, because he changed my mind. I started seeing the ways and what Donald Trump was doing. I want to give you – I hope you give us the benefit of the doubt on that. But Donald Trump does
something. Oh, I will. And, I always keep an open mind. And honestly, literally, I watched the inauguration of Joe Biden. I didn't even watch his speech, because I realized I can just go ahead and watch that on YouTube after the fact. But I did watch, and call me crazy, maybe this is the little Easter Bunny Santa Claus will, but I watched the inauguration just to see if Sneaky Jeff Sessions and JFK Jr. flew in on a Bald Eagle Predator drone and arrested the deep state right there at the inauguration. But it didn't happen, and the problem is Trump unfortunately didn't accomplish anything. And the things that he did accomplish, if any, are far outshadowed by the fact that he blatantly disrespected the one thing he had to do, which was he took a holy oath. Even if you don't believe in God, he took a sacred oath before God, atheism, and his country to protect the Constitution. And by going with the emergency declaration and allowing it to happen, he subverted the Constitution. He dishonored his oath. He is a traitor. He should be tarred and feathered. I don't believe in the death penalty for anybody. As bad as I know people, even pedophiles, I don't think they deserve the best death penalty, but that's just my liberal will perspective.
Trump was bad. Listen.
Yeah, I was saying that just to say I don't like Trump, but we're in 2021 now. So we have an open pedophile as the president. And I saw, and I can barely say this on the radio, but I saw, and I had to watch it with my own two eyes to know that it was true. I don't even know if I can say this on the radio, but I saw some of the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop. And another thing, the FBI, they suck at laptops. I get a $200 laptop from Walmart. That lasts me 3 or 4 years. You know, but they got the Common Ping Pong laptop, the Anthony Weiner laptop, they got the Biden laptop. They can't do anything with that. They can't do anything with that. So you think, like you were saying, all that to say, you think Trump is bad? Oh, we got somebody that is probably on meth or some type of speed. He's
on steroids. Obvious,
I have no idea what he's on, but he can't string together a sentence. And you've got the white liberals in the country saying, finally, we're united. But I guess they don't understand Joe Biden's terrible racist track record and all the, I mean, hey, he was at not Joe Bird. His name is Joe. He was at Senator Robert Byrd's funeral.
You're not black.
you don't vote for me, you're not black. I don't want my kids growing up in a racial jungle. I'm going to give a eulogy, or if not, at the very minimum, be present at Robert Byrd's funeral alongside Bill Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama, coincidentally, who was a member of the KKK. Now, as much as I just went on that rant about Trump, and I could go on a rant for very, very long about Trump, but can you imagine what would happen if Donald Trump had a picture with a KKK member, let alone was seen there? Bill Clinton gave a eulogy for a KKK member. You can find it on YouTube. Robert Byrd, former senator, and even says in the eulogy, he said, "Now I know he was part of the KKK, but heck, everybody was back then. You just had to do it to be in politics." What? This is a real thing. I'm not making this up. This is a real thing.
His wife that was in blackface.
Yeah.
You guys remember that?
I'm getting righteously indignited, and I've had a gourmet coffee late in the day.
Let's get back on track here. So here we have Creepy Joe. Creepy Joe Biden, all right? He's calling Solid Snake, or if you guys understand the video game, you'll know what this is. But we'll just start from beginning to end, all four clips. Go ahead.
My name's Joe Biden. I'm a Democratic candidate for the United States Senate. And to get hot, I got hairy legs that turn blonde in the sun.
What did you say?
And the kids used to come up and reach in the pool and rub my leg down so it was straight and then watch the hair come back up again. They'd look at it. So I learned about roaches. I learned about kids jumping on my lap. And I've loved kids jumping on my lap.
What do you mean by that?
150 million people have been killed since 2007 when Bernie voted to exempt the gun manufacturers from liability.
What's wrong with you?
Poor kids are just as bright and just as talented as white kids.
We choose science over fiction. We choose truth over facts.
What are you talking about?
Corn Pop was a bad dude. And he ran a bunch of bad boys.
I'm kind of busy right now.
Well, folks, eliminate one tax loophole out of $1.6 trillion worth.
Huh?
Wow. $1.4 trillion.
Hey, that's not...
Out of $1.4 trillion, excuse me, $1.4 trillion.
I never heard that one.
It's hard to even say it so much.
Are you under orders from the Patriots?
You're a lying dog-faced pony soldier.
Why do you keep saying that?
My long friend, time friend, and she's a friend. She's been my friend in and out of public life is, anyway.
I just remembered something.
What?
That I've never met you in person. Not once.
Who are you, Joe? And what the hell is Corn Pop?
Guess what? I ain't dead. And I'm not gonna die.
What the hell?
You know, there's a, during World War II, you know, where Roosevelt came up with a thing was totally different than the World War II. He had the war production board.
What?
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
What the?
Why? You're getting nervous, man. Calm down. It's okay.
Cut the crap.
We're in the middle of a pandemic that had cost us more than 85,000 jobs as of today. Lives of millions of people.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by the... Go, you know the thing.
I'm just going to get back to the mission now. Raiden, I found out where he is.
Where?
Inside Arsenal.
What?
I've checked out all the possibilities, but I keep coming back to Arsenal. It isn't a relay point. It's the origin of the signal. And the encryption protocol it uses is exactly the same as that of Arsenal's AI, the so-called GW.
What the hell does this mean?
I think it means you've been talking to an AI. GW was most likely stimulating cortical activity in the dormant part of your brain through signal manipulation of your own nanomachines.
That's crazy!
But it's probably the truth.
It was all an illusion? Everything I've done so far?
Raiden.
Snake, what's happening around here?
I don't know. What I do know is that you're standing right here in front of me. Not an illusion. Flesh and blood.
Huh?
It's your call. You can drop this if you want.
No, I can't do that. Let's go.
Guess what? I ain't dead.
How's that possible? The AI was destroyed.
It should be noted, and I hope you all are duly impressed with the fact that I'm one of the most powerful men in the United States. And you ladies, are you aware of that? Just how powerful I am?
Who are you?
You got it figured out. And let me tell you something, my community figured it out a while ago. But here's the deal. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, it's taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it, more lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
What?
Come on, man. Get a life. Look, you know, when you take a look at my record, people talk about the crime bill. Crime bill didn't increase mass incarceration. Other things increased mass incarceration.
That's not true.
Come on, man. Give me a little break here.
Huh?
Well, these.
Asleep?
Oh, still gone.
Dead. What did I say? Remember when they said Biden can't win the primaries? I kicked everybody's ass. Excuse me. I am no more a socialist than, or a communist than Donald Trump is. Well, I won't say it. Anyway. Enough's enough. Beat Trump.
Think again. I'm through doing what I'm told.
Oh, really?
If Donald Trump is reelected, all the progress we have made will be in jeopardy.
Damn.
Okay, pal. Thanks a lot. Get a life.
In June of 1775... the Continental Congress created a unified army out of the revolution.
Let's stop right there.
Wow. Well, B, I want to be the first person to officially welcome you, because since you're in Europe, you technically couldn't vote for Joe Biden, therefore making you not black. So welcome to the Caucasian race. I have avocado toast and some mail package ready for you. As well as some pink khaki shorts, which you're going to look really good in, sandals and socks. It's going to be awesome. So welcome. And then just imagine if I said one of those statements, I like kids jumping on my lap.
Well, okay.
If anyone had said any one of those things, I mean, you look at the history of presidential elections, and then you've got like little things like Nixon next to Kennedy, and he's sweating, looking old. Or you got Howard Dean with the bah! And just one little thing can throw off a presidential election. This guy makes no sense, says the most racist crap ever after we had supposedly the most racist president. He says the most racist crap ever. I like kids jumping on my lap, playing with my legs. I mean, this is just incredible. Incredible.
Will.
And then...
Well, I got to catch up. Well, first off, I can't vote right here at the embassy. And I this is the third Moorish invasion of Europe, and I plan on taking over. Okay. and secondly, listen, to ruin a campaign, and you say the stuff like Joe Biden says, he was never meant to lose. He had backing of everybody in the deep state and the shadow government. He was going to be there regardless. That's why the election was muddied up. He was going to get in there regardless. Okay? That's just a fact. They're voting people. If you don't understand that your vote doesn't matter, you should probably understand it now. Your vote does not count. This should be prime example of that, with all the election fraud.
Yeah, and that's one of the most disappointing parts of all this. I'm not a left guy. I'm not a right guy. I always say it anyways. Most people know that. But again, we had it with Bush, the Diebold. I mean, we've seen it over and over and over again. We saw it happen to Ron Paul in 2012. We saw it happen to Bernie and Trump in 2016. And we've seen the complete theft of an election again here. I mean, it's as clear as day. And even before COVID, people say, well, Joe Biden has small numbers at his rally because he has a different strategy and he encourages people to stay at home and social distance. Well, great. Because well before COVID, I've confronted Joe Biden three times and got kicked out the fourth time. And every single time I went to them, he didn't sell out the small place. One was coincidentally enough at like a girls club thing, like a small girls club. He couldn't even pack that. One was at a Greek Orthodox church in New Hampshire that he couldn't fill up, and on and on and on. Meanwhile, this is all pre-COVID. I went to several Donald Trump rallies too. Thousands of people are waiting outside of jam-packed stadium. There's literally no comparison here, and to add insult to injury this time, and you guys know me, I there's a lot going on just at besides this Capitol thing. But one important part of the Capitol thing is, as you addressed earlier, is the fact that people are even calling it a bad thing that people are going into the Capitol building. Now, I don't advocate violence. I don't advocate even destruction of a small window. I don't advocate for that. However, people should be allowed to go in that building. That is literally the epitome of the people's building. That's Congress. That is a public building. Months before, myself and Chase from the Allen Report tried to go into D.C., into the Hall of Congress, because before you could. But due to COVID, they shut it down. That's not a law. It's not constitutional. You can't shut down a public building. Sure, they can take our tax money. They can spend it on gender studies in Pakistan. But the people that you're paying trillions of dollars to who are still trillions of dollars in debt and can do the opposite of what they're paid to do, they still get money and then they close down a public building. And I've called out the right wing quite extensively on a lot of things, but I feel like the left wing should have been a little more sympathetic to the events that happened that day. I don't think anybody should be charged unless people committed violence or theft or acts of destruction. Then that's a specific crime. But anybody should be able to go into the People's Building. Even in the times of Abraham Lincoln, you can walk up to the damn White House and sometimes even go inside. So the fact that, like you said, the FBI is making it such a priority and calling these people armed insurrectionists. First of all, they were not armed. They took all your guns away beforehand. Second of all, you shouldn't have to give up your Second Amendment to exercise your First Amendment, let alone in Washington, D.C., in the Capitol, in the People's Building. I mean, God, and flawed and imperfect as our founding fathers were, and some were better than others, just can you imagine what they would think about people doing that? And then we have this election completely stolen. It's just a travesty, and life goes on, and Biden's here, and time to unite under a pedophile president and his crackhead son.
Well, I will tell you, yes, you're absolutely correct on that, and people Wow, you said it. You said it. I've been saying it on the show for the past few days. Yeah, people have the right to be involved in the government. It's called democracy. When you've got a large amount of people that want to enter in the building because they have a grievance, there better be people there, public servants holding the doors open. It's we the people.
I think that the only time that building should be closed is maybe at nighttime and early morning when they go to clean up or do anything. But business hours, that building should never close, pandemic or not. And you know, I've been reading the Constitution and the Declaration over and over and over again, and you know, if you just take a look at the second paragraph of the Declaration, I'm just going to speak it. I'm sorry, but I think this is very important. They might call me a terrorist for this, but all I'd ever do is promote nonviolence, and I'm not promoting any type of violence at all. But this is the creation of our country here. It says, second paragraph of the Declaration, if you're scoring a home, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they're endowed by their creator with certain uninalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their powers from the consent of the government, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive to the end, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. So, short story here, it's self-evident that we have inalienable rights, uninalienable rights. That means it's self-evident that everybody has rights that cannot be taken away from them, and that government was created consensually to secure our rights. And then when government doesn't do that, when they're destructive to the end of securing our rights, it is the right and duty of the people to alter or abolish it. So we're at this part right now. It is our right and our duty to alter or abolish this government through any nonviolent channel or chapter that we have. It is our sacred right and our duty. And as Archbishop Desmond Tutu said, if you are neutral in sides of injustice, you have chosen the side of the oppressor. So you guys need to get nonviolent. You need to get out there now, because I don't even know what's next. Bill Gates wants to dim the sun. He's hanging out with Jeffrey Epstein after he got caught diddling kids, and he's controlling our world, along with Joe Biden. So congrats. Well, yeah, you go, America.
And there you go. And I'm going to tell you, you know, I've been mopping the floor with the NSA. FBI, you prosecute a single person that went into that building, you're going to have me on your ass like white on rice. I'm going to tell you that right now. You don't want that. This is a fair warning to you people. Okay? Fair warning. Fair warning. If your NSA doesn't know what to do with me, you're not going to be able to find your teeth on the ground, because your eyes will be swollen when I'm done with you.
And, you know, we're talking about the FBI before the first break, too. And something I was thinking of, that I was on this podcast, Jennifer Justice, and as I'm live on the podcast, and you guys can still look at the timestamp, because it's not on my YouTube channel. It's still up on her channel, and it's up. And as I'm on the podcast, I got breaking news on my phone. Michigan unfoiled, breaking news. Plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. And I'm like, whoa.
Let's hold it right there, because we got the music. Let's come back on top of the hour with that.
And to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself, what I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out the kosherquestion.com? Or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.